the main thing we wanted to do was get information in order to carry out the boycott. And what we needed to know was which were the retailers that were selling holidays to South Africa. Because then we could use our extensive local group network to actually mount pickets outside of their shops. To finding out this information was a bit difficult. So we found out that, John Bowling found out that there was going to be a world travel market, a travel market in South Africa House. So the plan was, could we get into South Africa House to basically get hold of this information? Basically, John Bowling had decided to pose as a journalist. And in fact, I think Gerard was going to pose as another journalist. And the activists were going to be outside, just generally shouting about it. And I, not knowing anything about this, went there as an activist and was holding a placard. When Gerard comes to me, and I really am standing right outside the place, he says, I don't think I should go in. It might look bad if I'm on court because I work for the office. Why don't you go in? And I go, Oh, great. Thanks a lot. It's great that you're talking about it with me right now. I'm holding a placard. I'm standing outside. Perhaps I'll put this placard down and perhaps we'll walk to the side and perhaps talk about this. Now, I was wearing a jacket because I was doing some kind of job in town, and I was wearing a pager, which meant that that would be a reasonable outfit. And he said, look, I've got this letter which says that I'm this journalist and whatever. And I said, look, this is not ideal given the circumstances, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk round the block, which is this tiny triangle, and just go straight in. If I think about it, I probably won't do it. So I'm just going to go for it, okay? And he said, look, John Bowling will be in there. Obviously, don't recognise it. I know. I said, no, obviously, we're two completely different journalists. We won't recognise each other. So I go in, and I'm thinking, well, here you go. This is it, infiltrating the South African embassy. I go there. I say, I'm a journalist covering the thing. I don't even use my letter. I thought, I'll use my letter if I have to. I won't use it. And they go, fine, well, you're not down on the list. But I went, was that a problem? Went, no, I don't think so. Go and sit over there. So I go and sit down and opposite a guy who I recognise as John Bowling. And after a while, somebody comes down to talk with us. You know, why are you here, etc. And we say, well, you know, we're covering this for the trade journal of such and such, some sort of cover story that we were told, and they go, well, I think that seems fine then. Okay. The security then was, once you were approved, you went through a really heavy security door, past the big heavy glass lined office. So you're now in a no man's land between that security door and the security door that lets you into the building itself. So we're standing there, and then they release the second door, and we go in, and we are in the South African embassy. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been outside it, but we were now in. And there's no one else around, so we're just looking at each other going, fucking hell, we're in. And then we go along the signs, and we went down this spiral staircase. We thought we were doing quite well, and then suddenly this voice, your names? We absolutely froze. Your names? For the raffle. For the raffle. For the raffle. Oh, okay. No, it's all right. We don't have to do the raffle. Now, we decided, now we're in. We're in properly in. We're in the basement area of South Africa House. Loads of tables lined up with all the wholesalers with all their brochures of all the holidays that they are selling to the retailers, and then a kind of sort of table that had sort of officials from the embassy that could give you information and this, that and the other. As we were going down, I said, look, I'll do the wholesalers. I'll go there, I'll just pick up all the brochures, we'll find out who's doing that. He said, look, my job I will try to get a list of all the retailers. I said, if you get, that's, you know, we thought that that's unlikely they would give us this list, but he would go for it. So I've picked up, I've gone around the tables. My job is easy. I've gone and picked up, well, without having to chat to anybody particularly, just, you know, get all their stuff. So I've been there for about 10 minutes. He comes up to me and he goes quietly, he goes, I've got the list. I said, what? He said, they photocopied the list of all the retailers and they've given it to me. I said, you've got it now? He went, yes. I went, right, well, go. I'll meet you in the pub. I then took a moment to just walk down to the end of the kind of room where they had these trays of wine and nibbles and things, and just sort of took in the scene. And then I did what I was really not supposed to do, because there was, you know, the wine and everything was under boycott. But I had a cheeky glass of white wine standing as an activist inside the South African embassy, and then took my leave of the building and went up to the pub where John Bowling was, and we jumped about like schoolchildren having got away with a prank, and we had got all the information we required for the boycott.
Yeah.
If I think about it, I probably won't do it, so I'm just going to go for it, okay? And he said, look, John Bowling will be in there. Obviously, don't recognise it. I know. I said, no, obviously, we're two completely different journalists. We won't recognise each other. So I go in, and I'm thinking, well, here you go. This is it, infiltrating the South African embassy. I go there. I say, I'm a journalist covering the thing. I don't even use my letter. I thought, I'll use my letter if I have to. I won't use it. And they go, fine, well, you're not down on the list. But I went, was that a problem? Went, no, I don't think so. Go and sit over there. So I go and sit down and opposite a guy who I recognise as John Bowling. And after a while, somebody comes down to talk with us. You know, why are you here, etc. And we say, well, you know, we're covering this for the trade journal of such and such, some sort of cover story that we were told. And they go, well, I think that seems fine then. Okay. The security then was, once you were approved, you went through a really heavy security door, past the big heavy glass lined office. So you're now in a no man's land between that security door and the security door that lets you into the building itself. So we're standing there, and then they release the second door, and we go in, and we are in the South African embassy. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been outside it, but we were now in. And there's no one else around, so we're just looking at each other going, fucking hell, we're in. And then we go along the signs, and we went down this spiral staircase. We thought we were doing quite well, and then suddenly this voice, your names? We absolutely froze. Your names? For the raffle. For the raffle. For the raffle. Oh, okay. No, it's all right. We don't have to do the raffle. Now, we decided, now we're in. We're in properly in. We're in the basement area of South Africa House. Loads of tables lined up with all the wholesalers, with all their brochures of all the holidays that they are selling to the retailers, and then a kind of sort of table that had sort of officials from the embassy that could give you information and this, that and the other. As we were going down, I said, look, I'll do the wholesalers, I'll go there, I'll just pick up all the brochures, we'll find out who's doing that. He said, look, my job, I will try to get a list of all the retailers. I said, if you get, that's, you know, we thought that that's unlikely they would give us this list, but he would go for it. So I've picked up, I've gone around the tables. My job is easy. I've gone and picked up, well, without having to chat to anybody particularly, just, you know, get all their stuff. So I've been there for about 10 minutes. He comes up to me and he goes quietly, he goes, I've got the list. I said, what? He said, they photocopied the list of all the retailers and they'd given it to me. I said, you've got it now? He went, yes. I went, right, well, go. I'll meet you in the pub. I then took a moment to just walk down to the end of the kind of room where they had these trays of wine and nibbles and things, and just sort of took in the scene. And then I did what I was really not supposed to do, because the, you know, the wine and everything was under boycott. But I had a cheeky glass of white wine standing as an activist inside the South African embassy, and then took my leave of the building and went up to the pub where John Bowling was, and we jumped about like schoolchildren having got away with a prank, and we had got all the information we required for the boycott.
Yeah.